Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The main news bulletin, brought to you by Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app, NUSSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Ministry of Mines restructured as government forms independent minerals regulator. ANDD condemns violent attack on PF secretariat. In foreign news, Tanzania launches inquiry into post-election killings. And in sports, FAS confirms three Chipolopolo members hospitalized in South Africa. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Government has announced a major institutional restructuring of the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development, marked by the creation of a new Minerals Regulation Commission. The government says the establishment of the Minerals Regulation Commission, or MRC, follows the enactment of the enabling law by Parliament, paving the way for the commission to begin operations this year as an independent constitutional body. Government says the commission will be headed by a director general and will employ more than 200 staff to strengthen regulation and improve efficiency in the mines sector. Under this restructuring, the MRC will take over key regulatory functions from the ministry, including the full integration of the Mine Safety Department. Government further says this restructuring is a critical step in strengthening mineral governance and supporting the sustainable growth of Zambia's mining sector. Now, this is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo.
This new independent body will be fully focused on regulation, overseeing mine safety, environmental standards, and the administration of mining licenses. This means clearer rules and stronger oversight for everyone. So what does this mean for the ministry? We are now sharpening our focus on strategy and development. We've created two new departments, one dedicated entirely to supporting our artisanal and small-scale miners, and another to promoting large-scale investment. In short, the new MRC will be the independent regulator, ensuring compliance and upholding standards, while the ministry will be the strategist driving growth and investment. The MRC will be operational this year, and we have already secured the offices and equipment to hit the ground running. This is a decisive step towards a more efficient, transparent and prosperous mining sector for all Zambians.
Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, Engineer Elias Mubanga, has called for innovative financing models to break down barriers preventing small businesses from accessing affordable financing. The minister made the appeal during a high-level roundtable discussion at the EU-Zambia-Lobito Corridor Business Forum in Lusaka, which featured panelists from local and international public and private sectors. In his address, Mr. Mubanga identified the high cost of capital as a major hurdle, stating that a shift is critical for long-term economic prosperity. He emphasized that affordable financing is not just a benefit for small businesses, but a cornerstone for broader economic resilience. He outlined the government's commitment to creating a more favorable business climate and attracting the necessary investment. Further, the minister reaffirmed government's focus on tangible outcomes as the investment would translate the real economic value and measurable social impact for the nation.
And we are committed as government to make sure that whatever we discuss now, and if there is anything that will need us to reform in our policies, we'll do it. Because we want to make sure that we help our people, that we will implement, we determined to ensure that every euro mobilized for the corridor and for any other, you know, programs within our country shall be translated into real economic value, measurable social impact.
Now, in a similar development, the Democratic Union Party has expressed displeasure with the Lobito Corridor project, stating that the project targets to get Zambian resources and exporting them through the Atlantic Ocean. Speaking to One Love Radio News, DU President Akim Njovu says national development is the responsibility of the Zambian people, hence there is need to find a way enticing local Zambians to invest in the local economy. Mr. Njovu says it is not a good thing to always depend on foreign direct investment or foreign support, although the country cannot completely do away with foreign investment. He says the Lobito Corridor project is not a good investment. Rather, the best investment was going to be the manufacturing industry.
But it is important, if we are to talk about national development, that it needs to be initiated and engineered by Zambians. The agenda of the Lobito Corridor is about getting our resources, then they go out through the Atlantic Ocean. So for me, I'm not wholeheartedly happy with the Lobito Corridor. I believe the best investment they could have supported us on was to invest in the manufacturing sector so that we can start processing our minerals locally here, polish them, process them and export the finished product. That would be the best way to support us, because that to create a lot of jobs and a lot of opportunities for many Zambians. Many suppliers will definitely benefit through this investment. But as it is right now, it's all about getting resources out of the country and taking them out. So we need really to be careful.
The Bank of Zambia's Monetary Policy Committee has reduced the monetary policy rate from 14.50% to 14.25%, a carefully measured move to line with improving macroeconomic indicators. Speaking to One Love Radio News, socioeconomist Kelvin Chisanga says the decision reflects the central bank's assessment that inflationary pressures are beginning to ease. He attributes these to better food supply conditions, improved exchange rate stability, and stronger external liquidity. Mr. Chisanga says the rate cut signals growing confidence in the direction of the economy, Mr. Chisanga says the rate cut signals growing confidence in the direction of the economy while still maintaining the MPC's key priority of safeguarding price stability. He explains that although the impact may be gradual, the reduction is expected to support the wider economy. He says a lower policy rate eases short-term financing costs for commercial banks and may eventually translate into more affordable lending rates for both businesses and households. Mr. Chisanga further adds that the move creates a more supportive environment for investment, job creation, and economic recovery, especially in sectors such as agriculture, manufacturing, construction, and SMEs, where access to credit remains a major challenge.